We are anticipating an announcement from the Canadian government today, perhaps relaxing some of their tough standards for immigration at the border. We know that along with the Biden administration, they extended them to July 21st. One of those working very hard to try to normalize our border relations with Canada, to get so-called non-essential travel back in operation, though I think that is a badly used term, is Congressman Bill Huizinga, the Republican from West Michigan, who joins us live this morning. Good morning, Congressman Huizinga, and I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day.
It was. Thank you very much, and likewise to you and those in your life.
One of the sad stories I saw, Congressman, was those that couldn't visit their fathers in Canada.
Yeah, exactly right. And what I was going to say is that you are you hit the nail on the head. With this is really a bad usage of a term, essential, non-essential workers, or essential or non-essential travel. And that was something that we kind of dealt with internally back early on in the middle of the COVID outbreak. But it seemed to preserve that term when we're talking about border crossings. And at the end of the day, look, we have figured out a way how to make commerce work across this border. So now let's make sure that the cultural and the familial exchanges that need to happen are also able to occur.
This announcement that we're anticipating from the Canadians, I mean, it comes on the heels of the extension of restrictions to July 21st. So I would imagine it's going to be somewhat narrow in scope, and it will likely only involve those that are fully vaccinated. Do you have any insights into what the Canadian government's going to announce today?
No, sadly, do not have any of those details. And as I talk to some of my Canadian friends in government there, I'm the co-chair of the U.S.-Canada Interparliamentary Group Exchange. That's the official exchange between Parliament and Congress. They don't know, and they're frustrated as well, quite frankly. And that's been part of the issue on both sides of the border, is this has been policy by ad hoc decision making, right? You know, there's really no sort of forward thinking and laying out the mile markers or the kilometer markers. If you're on the Canadian side of the border listening to this, right? You know, we don't even know what those measurements are, because neither side of the border, the Trudeau administration or the Biden administration, has laid out what those goals and what those markers should be.
Well, maybe it's just me, Congressman, but it seems to me those markers and those goalposts keep moving. I mean, Prime Minister Trudeau now says he wants to have 75% of his populace fully vaccinated. We know that Canada is a huge country. Much of it is rural and widely scattered. Is that a reasonable goal, given just that development? And that's kind of out of whack with what the CDC has been recommending.
So, I'm not going to tell the Canadians how to run their government, but as you noticed, this is not the norm, right? This is not the standards that have been talked about before. And one of the odd things is natural herd immunity has sort of disappeared out of our lexicon as well. And we know that between a combination of immunization through vaccination or through previous exposure to COVID, we suspect, and we're seeing these studies now, that that rates of immunity are much higher than even what the quote unquote vaccination is. So it has been goalposts that have been moved on both sides of the border. It gets very frustrating for those that are trying to see families, they're trying to get back and visit property that they may have, to do cultural things back and forth across the border, you know, whether it's in Detroit or whether it's in upstate New York. You know, these are vital parts of the communities on both sides of the border. And, you know, and as you sort of alluded to, I've got a personal interest. My wife is from Canada originally. We haven't seen her mother or dad in over a year and a half. And there's all kinds of families that are in those exact situations.
I have a young friend who has a young bride on the other side of the border, and he has to quarantine for 2 weeks every time he goes over. And that's just that's untenable for him as a professional to have to take that length of time off for a visit with his wife. The other thing that we're seeing, Congressman, is just from a business standpoint. In talking to Travel Michigan folks, one out of five golfers that travels to northern Michigan is from Canada. We just got off the phone with Doug Bernstein, who's trying to jumpstart the Detroit River races again, the hydroplanes. One of the largest boat racing associations is in Canada, and right now they can't commit to come to this event because of these border restrictions. I mean, the tentacles of this are much more far-reaching, I think, than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the further you get away from the border, the less likely people are to understand it. And that really is an issue as well. As we try to tell this story in Washington, D.C., people kind of go, ugh, what, couple of people back and forth? What do you mean? And it's like, you have no clue what this means for concert venues, for sporting events, for just the cultural exchange that goes back and forth. And that's why my friend Brian Higgins, who's the co-chair of the Northern Border Caucus from upstate New York, who's a Democrat, used rather forceful language, shall we say, when he described this this action by the Biden administration. I believe the acronym might be baby shoes or bologna sandwiches, as my kids used to say. So, and it's true. It really is true. When you are in a border state, you understand the economic impact, the cultural impact, and it's time that we start moving beyond that. And if it's really about the science, then let the science speak, not make sure that it's a political science rather than hard science.
Well, you know, there's science, but there's also community standards and community acceptance that we've got to pay mind to as well, Congressman Bill Heisinger. And you're right, there's a disconnect between political leaders and I think the average constituent that is saying, let's get back to normal here. But what will normal look like for the average person? Do you think Americans are willing to accept fully vaccinated Canadians coming across the border? And would they be willing to accept unvaccinated Canadians coming back across the border, saying, look, the majority of us are now vaccinated, we're prepared to accept them back?
Well, and as we know, as we're dealing with constituents who are still traveling abroad and occasionally getting caught abroad, you need a negative COVID test to enter the country, the U.S.,
right?
So whether you're coming from Europe or whether you're coming from Canada, that shouldn't matter. We know what those standards are. We know what to look for. It can be implemented. And I just don't understand why it hasn't been done. And that's the real root of the problem here. You can come in and do this if you're traveling by plane, but you can't if you're coming by car. Okay, this makes no sense, right? You know, and that's what I mean by this sort of policy, ad hoc policy that seems to be developed. It just sounds like a good idea at the time, and then you get locked in, and it really doesn't make sense.
Well, and here's the other thing. We've got the EU now recommending to its member states that they accept American travelers back in within their borders, regardless of their vaccination status. And so we've got the idea where you and I might be able to travel easier to France, Germany, Belgium than it is to cross the border at Sault Ste. Marie, Sarnia, or here on the border with Detroit. It doesn't make much sense. Hopefully we'll get greater clarity today. Congressman Bill Heisinger, thanks so much for being with us.